sorry. King, Parshas Hakel, used to read from the beginning of Dvarim until Shema. By the way, if you guys want to go back in the Beis Medrash at some point, it's, my son has informed me that it's basically empty at night. So it's up to you if you guys want to go back. I'm comfortable here. What?
I'd like to stay.
Yeah, okay.
What's your share on?
You shall me.
Yeah.
All right.
You shall me what?
You shall me Saita.
Do we have another one?
We do in the Beis Medrash, but they have good. It's a nice big one. It's a little chair.
You're closer.
Okay. The Kohen Mitzchias says Dvarim, Vad Shema. The king and Haka read from the beginning of Eil Dvarim until Shema. Eil Dvarim means Sefer Dvarim. Shema V'yoyim Shemoah. And the Aser Ta'aser, V'chiz Chalela Aser, Brach Zukolo, Klolos, Adru Gomer is Kulam until he finished Brach and Klolos. In the Bavli, the Girsa is Adru Gomer is Kula, meaning until he finished all of Sefer Dvarim. But here it says it's Kulam, all the Brach and Klolos, which means till the end of Kisisa. Brachos Kohen Gadol Mevarech, HaMelech Mevarech. The brachos the Kohen Gadol makes on Yom Kippur, the king makes when he reads during Hakel on Sukkis. Elushu Noisin Shiro Gon, Tachem Zil Zavon, except he substitutes a bracha on the Yontif for the bracha of the Mechilo Zavon of forgiving sins, which Kohen Gadol make when he lands in Yom Kippur.
You mean
Kisavon,
not somebody
else. I mean Kisavon, sorry. V'Amar Rabbi Avo said, V'Lom HaKohen Aser Taser, why did he read Aser Taser? Well, so the answer is Adeshi Yeltsu Yisrael Mishvius to Shminis. Amisol has left the 7th year and entered the 8th year. And during the 7th year, they didn't have to take off Maisrus. So in order to Shakech to Maisrus, in order not to forget the Maisrus, so they're reminded, ding-a-ling-a-ling, we're reading Parshas Mice, in order to remind you, they have to take off Maisrus. Rabbi Chagai, boy, Rabbi Chagai, ask me, Rabbi Yossi. It's amazing how I have a meaning here. I'm going to learn like three bombs, which is the most pushy pshat. Everybody else's pshat is very difficult. Rabbi Chagai asked for Rabbi Yossi, don't you have to make Abdullah when Shemitah ends?
Really?
No, it's not really. No, that was the Eiffel. You're right. They both show from Rosh Hashanah. Shemitah ends Rosh Hashanah, but not. It's not an intention of Abdullah. So it's amazing, Avamina. But he says, yeah, Shemitah is called Shabbos, so therefore there should be Avdolah, right? So Amalei, so he said, no, Kfarhiv to me Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah itself, the Yontif, is the Avdolah. I think that what he means to say is like, you know, just like when we go from Yontif to Shabbos, we don't make Avdolah because you only go from Kedusha, Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala, you make Avdolah, but not from Kedusha Kala, Kedusha Chamura. So too, when you go from Shemitah to Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to make Avdolah. But it's interesting, the Havamina, really, so of course this is not in the Bavli at all, but the Havamina is that you would have to make Avdol after Shemitah, so you don't need a reminder, because I may know when they picked up the candle, I don't know exactly that they knew that they made Avdol, and Shemitah began, and Shemitah ended. Okay, shifting gears here, going in Hadra Lachdei in there, Mari, shifting gears now, but continuing along the same lines, things which must be stated in Hebrew. Mashuach Milchama, the anointed Kohen, was designated to speak to the nation. Bishah Shum Medaber Elam, when he used to speak to the nation, Belosh Agoy Shum Medaber, he would speak in Hebrew. Shneimar it says, Vayob Bekorav Chemel Milchama, when you get close to the war, Nigash HaKohen, the Kohen goes, Mashuach Milchama, the one who's anointed for this purpose of waging war with the Ber Elam, to speak to the nation. We learn that the Ber Elam means Belosh HaKohenish. Umar is going to expand on it. Varmalem, he says to them, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krivim Ayolim Milchoma, you are coming near to war today, Aloiveichem, on your enemies. Aloiveichem, that's the Pasuk. Aloiveichem, now we explain it. Aloiveichem means on your enemies, Loachechem, not on your brothers. Lo Yehuda v'al Shimon, it's not Yehuda waging war on Shimon. V'lo Shimon al bin Yomin, nor Shimon al bin Yomin, Shim tiplu b'yodam yirachmu aleichem, that if you fall in their hands, they'll have mercy upon you. No, this one's for real. If you fall into their hands, no mercy. Okay? Mashuach milchama lama. Mashuach milchama, why does he have to say dafka in Hebrew? Begin to see v'diber, just because it says v'diber, hare kriyashma. By Kriyashma, Ksiva of the Bartaba. It says by Kriyashma of the Bartaba. Pina Maris Bechol Roshan. We said it anyway, any language you want. El Gindel Sibe Ambira. There you go, it says Ambira. Halloi Parshas Meiser, Vidui Meiser. What about the Parsha Vidui Meiser coming to the Kohen every third year and saying that you took care of all the Meiser children for the past 3 years? Reksi Bamir, it says there Amir, Avinem, Erz Pchalot should be stated in any language. Now, the Korban Eidah says to throw in over here the Gemara from later on. Yes?
Point says Shema Yisrael, and Shema Yisrael.
No, Shema Yisrael can be in English.
The Shema that we say can be in English.
Sure.
I thought the first.
No. It can be in English. No. It can be in English. Just be properly translated. It'll be your attention. Okay. Right. You have to have kavanah, but you could say in English. You don't have to say in Hebrew. So now there are many different ways of reading the next piece of Gemara, none of which are 100% satisfactory. In fact, Or Sameh, the Ribaz and Or Sameh suggest quite radical changes here. But instead, I'm just going to go with the good old Korban Eidah. It's no worse than any of the other Pshatim here. And let's in order to do that, we have to take the last three lines and surgically remove them from down below and insert them over here. Starting from Ad Kedun. Okay, see Ad Kedun? Ad Kedun, Rabbi Akiva. Like Rabbi Akiva might work. Because like Rabbi Akiva said, if you have an extra Lashon, shall you dash in the extra Lashon. So here you have Lashon of Dibar and the Lashon of Amira. So it's superfluous, right? The Arsamech goes nuts on this. He says, this is absolutely insane. How can you say such a thing? Because when does Rabbi Akiva dash in extra language? When they're adjacent to each other. But here it says, in one place Dibar, and the other place it says Amar. They're not necessarily as superfluous to showing us. So Imam is changing the whole gears of the Gemara from beginning to end. But But let's just assume that even though the Lashonis are right, not right next to each other, like Vayanuvi Omru, like the ones we had in the previous parak, nevertheless, let's assume we can darshan, and that's how the Korban Eidah learns it. Akadum Krabi Akiva Dom Rabbi Lashonis to Lashonis Ebuyame. Works as a Rabbi Akiva who says, Lashonis, you have extra Lashonis, they're Ebuyame, they're inclusions. So here, what is the, well, it's a superfluous word, and here comes teachers, that's to be said in Hebrew. But Krabi Shmuel Dom Lashonis Kfulim, Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are double languages that have Hebrew, Torah, Kolosh, and Meheldom. So here, how do we know that piece was said specifically in Hebrew? So going back to where we were before, the about seventh line up, Amri Abi Chagai said it's a different Zerushala. Ne'emar Kan Negisho, it says here you come close. V'ne'emar La'alon, it says later on by Egla Rufa, V'nikshu Akwani B'nei Levi, they should also come close. Just like the Negisha later on is in Hebrew, because we have not yet seen, it's later in the Masechta, but we'll see that must be done in Hebrew. Afkan Beloshna Kodesh, so Tir must be in Hebrew as well. Okay? So alright, Yoshua asks, he also goes crazy on this, among the other people who go crazy here, and he says, how can he just propose Gzer Shava, Eidadam Dunk Gzer Shava, and can Kiblum Mirabo? We've already seen so many times in Shas that Chazal don't abide by the principle. So
we also had it back in somewhere in Israel where Lieberman said about the Gzeira Shava that it only has to have a Kabbalah only when you're making a drush, you don't know the halacha, but if already the halacha is known in advance, you don't need a sower for it.
Yeah, I have a vague recollection of that. Okay, a shkech. So name it. Says more further. Bottom line, I'm Rabbi Chia Barava. Chia Barava said, "Yo ma nemar kan gisha." The same to say is a different gzereshav of the same ilk. Says Negisha here, but nemar laon says, "Nigash Moshe lafel by Matan Torah." Hashem Moshe went to the fog. And there, of course, Shem spoke in Hebrew. None of this is in the Bavli, nor is the rest of what we're going to learn tonight, basically. All of this is Yerushalmi. Says, well, of course Yerushalmi, but it's unique unto the Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara, a new issue. Lo mistabra da ella. It doesn't make sense, the psukim in the Torah, to say that they're in order, okay? It rather should be upaktu sarei tzvos broshom. First, they should appoint the generals. And then it should be the Kohen went to the nation. It says in the Pesukim, first the Kohen spoke to the nation, and then they appointed generals. Well, what kind of business is that? First you organize the army, then the Kohen gives the pep talk. You don't give the pep talk before you organize the army. So it says, the Gemara asks the question, me do misakin, it should be, instead of mandi, it should be, when misakin was already fixed them up, who mashmal, and you should tell them what to do, this thing. So how can you tell them that before they're fixed into armies? So it says, Mar, ein mikro omer lao seder. The pasuk is not said in proper order. And a chanami. First they appoint the generals, and then afterwards. What?
No, the order could still be good because, like, what if the generals had to leave? Why appoint somebody to be an officer when he's got? I just built a new house. I'm out of here. You know.
The pashas, that's a good question. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that. Yerushalmi just assumes that the generals are dedicated to the course. I don't know.
Actually, the statement doesn't make any sense. A mikra emor a seder, but usually you say that to Not within the same parsha.
You don't say it as a klal, but occasionally you do say it. It's not a klal like emuk demucha b'torah, because it's within the same parsha. But here, obviously, we would say that by specific areas. Now, the next few lines also, there's a lot of discussion here in the Mefarshim. Excuse me. Like the Mecha Maim. Which the Aruch HaShulchan, which seems to work the best. Basfar, not Basafer, Basfar, on the border, as they leave the border of Eretz Yisrael. At Omar Shoter Shemaya, you say the Mipip Kohen, the Shoter, literally in modern day Hebrew means the policeman, but here means the person in charge of waging the war, you know, like a lower, I think it's like a non-commissioned officer or something like that. So, Basfar at Omar, you say, Shoyter Shomei Pikoin Parsha. He hears the Kohen saying the Parsha in Hebrew. V'omra b'chol loshon. And he says in whatever language is necessary for the recruits, obviously. He repeats in whatever language is necessary. And, again, he changes next to word. Instead of Ava Ba'arche, he changed it to v'chol marche milchama. Or v'chol marche. All those who were initially meant to wage the war but now go home, because what does the Kohen tell them? Whoever falls in certain categories should go home. So all those who go home, they form the supply lines. They bring water and food, and they fix the highways. Okay?
So they don't go home.
Right, they don't go home literally, they just go back from the front. Rabbi Chagai asked the question, Kimaditame Rabbi Spar, just like you said, the border, Shoter Shomeya, Parsha Mipi Kohen. The Shoter hears the Parsha of the Kohen, Vomilam Cholosh, and then translate it. Vemor say, Av say also, and here again the Yoruch Shulchan strikes, Bekrove Amilchamakin, those who draw close to war, in other words, not just at the border, but those at the front, let the Shoter repeat it in whatever language they need to hear. Hezer Rechia Barada. Rechia Barada refuted this. He responded. He said, Lo mistar brodo. That doesn't make sense. Ella, rather. That's a contraction. To Ella. But rather, Vayok Yichlos HaShotrim L'daber HaLa'om. It says that after the Shotrim completes speaking to the nation, Achagach Nigashachim Diber L'om. Then the Kohen went to speak to the nation. So it must be, so from the Sukkim itself we see that the Shotrim can translate the first speech, because they sandwich themselves between the two speeches of the Kohen Mashuach. But the second speech is already not translated by them. So it's really a pasuk saying, the way we do it, first speech, translation, then second speech with no translation. So says the Gemara, Amarlei. So he said, no, it's no Raya. Because we just said, Mikavon dat Omar in Mikro Omar la Seder. We just said that the whole parsha is not written in order. The whole parsha is not written in order. The fact that it says first that the Shotrim speak, and then the Kohen Moshoach comes back again is no proof. Because maybe that second Kohen Moshoach really took place earlier. So if it's a Seder, Mikro Omar la Seder, you have no proof as to order by looking at the Pesukim themselves. Okay? Halacha base. Kamashinam, had you stopped mid-sentence before. And now we're going back to say that just like the people, the people you are going to fight against are not like the people in Eretz Yisrael who would have Rachmanis on their brethren. And how do we know that? Kimosha Nemar, like it says, Vayakuma Noshim Hashanikvo Shemos, the people who are chosen by name stood up, and they're singing out for great praise, and they were people from Yehuda who were waging war against Shoshomron or something like that. So Vayakuma B'Shivya, they held on to the captives, the Chomarumayim, but all the naked ones, the Bishamina Shalom, they gave to wear from the booty. That was the nice thing about when Yehuda and Shomron fought Yehuda and Israel. However, you guys, you're going on your enemies. If you fall into their hands, they ain't going to have no mercy on you, so you have to fight like tigers. You know what I'm saying? Now again, this is not in the Bavli. At least not here. But it wasn't in Yerushalmi Trumos. Anybody who's not like these, where it's a question whether they're going to listen. Amen. We're sure that people are not going to listen. We're not sure that people are going to listen to what we have to say. You shouldn't make protests. But the protests are of limited value. If you have somebody who really wants to do better, so you give them a protest, it might be an incentive. But suppose you have a bunch of lowlifes, you say, you idiots, you're lowlifes. It's not going to do any good, right? So it's not a good idea to critique people who don't desire to change, right?
Well, it's the way you do it. I mean, you could critique them, but not in a negative way, but in a positive, trying to do it in a positive way. Is that what the Gemara means?
Well, the way the Kormenei learns the Gemara, I'm not sure if it fits exactly what I say. He said, "Mutim shushogim v'ayu mazinim." If we warn them, they're going to be intentional. So therefore, we'd rather not warn them, right? We don't.
What are they trying to? What are they trying to do? Encourage them that they should be brave in battle. What's the object here?
The Carmen explains that we're talking about these guys who were chosen to help assist the captives from the north when they came down to the south. Why didn't they tell the soldiers to treat the captives nicely? Why did they have to take charge of the captives? Of course, you're supposed to treat the captives nicely. They're Jews, right? So as Rabbi Yochanan said, he felt that they were not able to make a proper mechah and bring Klai Yisrael to do the right thing, so therefore they just took charge of the captives themselves. Okay? So, Rav Acha Sher Yonam said, very well-known Gemara quoted slightly differently when we quoted, K'yoshem Shemitzel Lomar Dover Shu Naseh, just like it's going to say something, excuse me, which will get done? Tachmitza shulol amar davar sheino nase. So it's a mitzvah not to say something which is not going to get done. Okay? Alright, Lazar, once we brought that down, we bring it out a parallel, but not exactly the same thing. Alright, Lazar, Lazar, Kishem, Shos, and Tarez, Atame. Just that it's forbidden to say that the Tohar is, to say Tame is Tohar. Kach, Os, Tame is Tohar. So too, it's also to say that Tohar is Tame. Okay? Converse in both ways. You can't be too machmir nor too makam. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, if a question of halacha comes under your hands, very strange Gemara. I'm sure we had in Trumos, so I didn't really notice how strange it was back then. If the halacha comes to under your hand, and this is Shiloh and Hilchus Karchim or Hilchus Trumas, they don't know what to do with this crop, with this produce that you can, which you found. in lisrof, to burn it right away because it's assumed to be tame. In litlos, or to leave it around because maybe someone will tell you it's a tar. So says he says le'olam hevi rats achar asreifa, always run after fires. Now he was not a pyromaniac, contrary to what you were thinking. However, rather interesting concept. She'elcha chaviv yitzu b'atayir says nothing more precious. Miparim hanisrafim, from bulls which are burned in the service of Beis Hamikdash, usir hanisrafim, and goats which are burned in the service of Beis Hamikdash, v'ein hein b'sreifa, and they are burnt. So see if you have something. What? If you see that you have something holy, you should burn it, right? This question is something holy, you should burn it as well. So it says the Gemara.
Yes, you're need the Achas. It's very old.
It's very old. That's right. Rabbi Yossi boy. Rabbi Yossi said, no, it's no comparison. Lemaidin davashim mitzvos hashem mitzvos lekan midavashim mitzvos lekan. By the parim and Yisrael, 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 all that stuff, it's supposed to be burnt. That's the mitzvah. To burn something without the mitzvah, what's the impact? So if you think about it, it's really very litvish or chassidish distinction. If the chassid said, we see in Teichet burning is halik, so therefore we should burn here too, regardless of what it is. The litvak says, you can't just burn. It's got to be halachically indicated. Halacha doesn't indicate burning sapek truma. Right? Halacha indicates burning parim and yisrafim and zirim and yisrafim. So if a truma, you don't have to burn it at all, you can dispose of it some other way. But nonetheless, the chosid in this machlokas here, and I don't mean this with respect very badly, I'm chassidim more misnagdim than all Hungarians here, but so he's saying that if it doesn't fit then you can't really make it part of the mitzvah, which doesn't really pertain to it. Okay? Is that clear? I think. Just thinking...
Well, the chassid sees everything in the world as holy, as having some spark of kedusha.
Right. Well, that's more than it. So I wouldn't go that far. All right. Says one further. This is part of the speech that they said. The Kohen Mashiach said. Ayerech levavchem. This is also not in the Bavli. Ayerech levavchem. Your heart should not be soft. Al tiru, do not be afraid. Al tachbzu, do not be hasty. Vartar tzu, and do not be taken aback. Mibneim. Ayerech levavchem. Your heart should not go soft. Mibnei tzachal asusim. Tzachal asusim, because of the braying or neighing of the horses. And v'tichtzuach charavos, and the sharpening of knives. Altiru, do not be afraid, because they clashed your shields. B'shivas ha-gagasim, and there are many legionaries coming out at you. Al tachbezu, and do not make haste, b'nei ko, across the spite fact that you're blaring trumpets. V'al tarzu mibnei ko, kol tzvacha, and do not be a tremble before the loud shouts. Ki Hashem elokechem olech liochem, Hashem is good with you, li'lachem lachem imoy vechem, to fight with you, lo she'eschem, to redeem you. Hey, boyim, they come beneath chasbos of Adam with the might of human beings, flesh and bones. V'atem boyim beneath chenei, you're coming with the victory, shel makom, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Plishtim baum in itzchon shabbat. So look at an example. The Plishtim came with koliases. What's the English translation for? No, that I know. For an itzchono. Literally means victory in Hebrew. But here it means, you know, his effort. Right? They came with koliases' effort.
Flourishing is like his dramatic display.
Isn't
that aura?
It could be. All these are more or less approximate. You know, could be. So it says more. Maya sofa, what was his end? Shnofa b'charbo. He fell on the sword. Vain.
Attitude.
Right.
Got an attitude.
What's an attitude?
It really is his attitude.
He had an attitude.
Right.
In modern slang.
Yeah, but that doesn't translate the word he's talking properly. You're right about the theory, but not the practice. Okay, my self assumption of a car if you found a sword. Vain of Limo and the good policeman fell with him. Avalatem, Ain Atem K, you're not like this. Elokei Hashem Elokeichem Olechem Imochem Lo Shiaschem Lilochem Lochem Oyvechem to fight your battle your enemies Lo Shiaschem to save you Zemachne Aron. And now the Yerushalmi throw, or the Mishnah actually throws in some total non sequitur that the Aron is saving you. Okay, we're going to discuss that.
And didn't they know the like pasuk Elo Barachov? You know, like that would like fit in perfect.
Yeah, they didn't choose all the pasukim which they could have brought down. You're right. Seed. Now we're going to dash a pasuk into Tehillim. It's very strange, Russia, but what can I do? I don't write him; I just say him over. See, Meguna Minoga Negdo Avav Avar from the brilliant opposite him. The clouds passed. Okay, this is talking about a war which Kosh Baruch Hu wages. Keneged, this Avaru cards by the, not Avaru, the, Avav. First name possible is Avav. Yeah, so, Avav, because they kick out, it kick up a cloud of dust, the dust. That corresponds to Keneged Tumio Shlem. It corresponds to their cavalry corps, right? Because don't be afraid. Noga Hashem, your billions of Hashem is going to eliminate. What's the matter?
What's that? Avio?
No, I looked it up.
Yeah.
It's Avav, yeah. It's clouds. Sorry, I did look it up. I would have said that without looking it up, but I did.
We looked it up, Jasper.
No. Pasuk Tehillim. Chas v'shalom. Ignore that. Jeez. I haven't been embarrassed like that in a long time. All right.
Is this tape available?
Not for another 10 years. Stephen says, Minoga Negdo Avav Avav. Keneged to Mirshah's corresponds to above the clouds corresponds to the clouds of dust raised by the cavalry. Avaru Keneged Kitim Shalem, this corresponds to their many soldiers. Kitim is Kitos, right? Groups. Barod, the pasuk goes on. They're just quoting words in the pasuk. Barod, Hashem comes out against their Barod. What's their bar? Literally means hell. Keneged balitzroya shalem corresponds to their catapults. They're ballistic. Balitzroya is the same word as ballistic, right? So they're ballistic missiles. Vigachale. Keneged tarmantin shalem corresponds to their torment engines. Now, I can't show you this carbon same motion. It's amazing. You might remember where we had another pain motion like this. The main motion says in Tarmantin, which is, it's hard to find. But it's a loop, it's, if you look at where we're up to now, Vigachli, Canadian, Tarmantin, you look up just one line from that pain motion, you'll see it more or less. Tarmantin, do you see that? You see the pain motion? Very fine pin. It says, Avarim Hanatsunim, it's stones which are placed, bekones soleles, in a jet reed, beneath rocos, and they're cast out, aideo esh by fire, van neft, and the neft, whatever material there it is, mashadolik metochan, which burns in them. Aidei kane, and through that, avonim yoitzis pekoch, the stones come out quickly, v'ochus v'miroch, and go to a distance. What's the pneumo motion describing here? A gun, right. A cannon or a gun. So he's saying that the Paskin Tehillim is talking about the tormentin, connected tormentin, which that means don't be afraid of their guns. When we had a pneumo motion like that, an anachronistic pneumo motion, do you have any recollection of that? Where the pneumo motion touched up something with only some interpretation which could only have been known in like 18th century Europe. I forget exactly what it was, but he had one like that once in front of Bnei Moshe. So here it's a same idea. Bnei Moshe is taking puzzle about guns. So I'm not sure, does it mean that Bnei Moshe didn't know that guns were a recent invention? He's so totally bereft of historical knowledge? I doubt that. I assume what it means is that Bnei Moshe was saying that Binevua, that pasuk is referring to guns sometime in the future. That's what I assume it means. Anyway, there are other interpretations here that the Korban says story about some form of burning oil. Not to all types, because then we have immediately afterwards Aish. What do you want to say? No?
I was just thinking, but I forget it.
Okay. Eish kineged hanef shalem, that's to do with their oil. Vayare mishamayim, Hashem caused thunder to come down on them from the heavens. Kineged lapidim shalem, which corresponds to their torches. Velitein kolo, Hashem will give his voice. Kineged kolo shalem, corresponding to the sound of their horns. Vayishlachi tov, he sent his arrows. What are the arrows of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What arrows does Kodesh Baruch have to send?
Lightning
bolts we have separately. Said Baruch. Actually, it's it's coming up, Baruch. It's a few lines. So I looked in Targum Yonason there. Targum Yonason says that Chitim represents Memre, his word. So he sends his word among them, and he causes dissonance among discord. He sows discord among the foreign troops. So that he sends his chitin, they're not physical chitin, but rather spiritual chitin. Okay? Vayipitzeim, he scattered them. Mulam Yitzhuim Fasim, so they scattered them. Amrei Babakar, Amrei Babakar, Mulam Yitzhuim Suim Tevos Tevos. It teaches us that when the Romans, wherever it was, came against the Jews, they came in boxes. I think that's called a turtle formation. When the Romans shield themselves with their shields and advance that way. Okay? Can you visualize that? Yep. So he says here, Amrei Babakar, Mulam Yitzhuim Suim Tevos Tevos. What did I skip? No. Shehusim Tevos, they're made, they walk in boxes. But Yochitzim and Fazin Osam, and the arrows would scatter them. Okay? Then it says Vabrakim here, but I think actually it says, should say Ubrakim, which is the quote from the Pasuk. Machnisim Osam, that's after they scatter, they have to come back together. Why is that? Why do they have to come back together? Back into formation.
Really confuse them,
right? Because first they scatter. The dissonance among them causes them to scatter. But then the fright causes them to combine together. And in the meantime, they'll get totally confused and discombobulated. Okay? So, now it says here, the next word here is Brokim, but I think it's actually a mistake. They should say Rav. Because it says by Brokim Rav in the Pasuk. And then if it said Rav, it'd be very nice. Kei Charavas Sholahem means that their Rav is like the word Cherub. Actually, it's Cherub without the Ches. So it's telling us that they had many swords. Vayomem, he astounded them. Hamam, he astounded them. Vayomem, and he mixed them together. Vihipil Sagonam Sholahem. Sagonam is in the English word signal. It means he took down their banners. So anyway, all this is talking about what's going to happen in wars which we're going to successfully prosecute against our tormentors in the world in the eventual future. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, "Ein haloshen hazeh vayomem." This language "yomem" doesn't have to do with astonishing them or something. Haloshen magefa. It means that he played them. But America says, "V'amamu magdala reshamdam," a major plague. Lo shiatschem zemachle or. Now, then we said that lo shiatschem in our Mishnah, it's all about the Orem, right? Some say he's a Hashem Shem Nosmar. It's a name Hashem which was in the arm, but the arm itself did not budge. The time we have Machlokes, Rabbi Melokes Shemer, Shnei Aron Esimach Yisrael Bamidbar. There were two coffins on Yisrael Bamidbar. Echad Shoyzat Torah Munach No Sooner Bo. One held the Torah, and Ve'echad and the other one Shoyushiv Luchos Menachem B'Solcha, and the other one which had the broken Luchos. So according to him, there were two Aronos, and the second one would go out to war with them. That one which is only the luchos themselves, not the broken ones. That would never go out to war. There's always no omoi. Although it seems like that which it says, Aron bris Hashem u'Moshe, the Aron of the covenant, and Moshe, lo Moshe mikamach, they did not leave the encampment. And this, however, this guy, who had broken potsherds masquerading here, he went out and came with them. Not he. Sorry. That Arab went out and came with them. The Aron which had the Shiva Luchos went out to war with them and came back home. If you all agree with Melachish, you have two Aronos. And the Aron which stayed put is the one which had the Luchos. The Aron which had the other accoutrements of the Beis HaMikdash, that's one which will go out to war with them. Okay, is that clear?
And you said something about broken potsherds.
Yeah, I meant to say broken Luchos. Sorry. The one which had the... I was dozing off when I said that. So Shira Luchas Menachem, Don, have you ever experienced sitting in the Shira where Margaret Shira falls asleep while he's giving the Shira?
I don't think so.
Standing up at a stander? only a year. Anyway. What I meant to say is that the broken Luchas were in that arm. So in any event, Zusha again. Zusha is on the Torah. The Sunnah B'Soch went back a few lines. So that's where all my zol boy. Although Stephen Tavit says our own piece of Shem Moshe Lo Moshe Gei Machle, they never left the camp. Possession Shiva Luchos, which had the broken Luchos, not bar charts. The Sunnah B'Soch Oyer Nichas the Yotzi my God and come back to them for more. For Avodah Amir Avodah says Echad Haya was one Aron. Upay Machas Yotza, and one time they took it out, they muffed it. Bimei Eli Nishba. And it was Gimeli and it was taken in captivity. Kayim is Sayyidul Rabbanah. It's a riot to Rabbanah for the post says. The Plishtim, when they said, oh, when they saw the Aron, they said, Oi, mi atzin miyadu Elohim ha'ele. Who's going to save us from this authority or this God? More than they so stand, what they've been fighting their Jews for generations, right? All of a sudden, it's a secret weapon. So says the Gemara, yes. According to the Rabbanah, they never used to take the Aron out. The only time they took the Aron out was this time. So now they talk like a friend when they saw the Aron, right? It was right for Rabbi Melachish too, because it says Rabbi Shaul Achia went before Shaul waged one of his attacks against the Philistines. Says he said to Achia, "Hagish Aron Elokim, bring the Aron." What do you mean the Aron? Know where the Aron was at that time? Balu Aron Mekiras Yorim Haya. The Aron was back. The Aron had been returned from the Plishtim, but was in Kiryas Yorim, Abu Ghosh, right?
Telstone.
Okay. So Telstone is Abu Ghosh. So in any event, so it must be that there was a second Aron that which Shaul had in the camp with him, the army camp. Says the Mura Mayabli Rabbanon, what Rabbanon Taka do with this? They say, no, this Aron was a different kind of Aron. It was the Aron which held the tzitz. It was a functionary Aron. No, which held the tzitz, and he says here in the Choshen, the Eifod, it held all the accoutrements of office, more than the accoutrements of the Aron. Right? So as it says, Hagishalai Titz wanted to have the tzitz, so then he eventually would ask the Urim Batumim what's going on. Uklamasai Rabbi Yehuda Lakish, but here's another proof. Rabbi Yehuda Lakish, it says, V'aron Yisrael V'yuda Yeshim B'sukos Uriachiti refused to go home to his wife Bathsheba, because he said the Aron and Israel and Yehuda are all in tents, put tents out in the battlefield, I'm going to go home to Bathsheba. So obviously the Kash is V'alo Aron B'tiri, if there's only one Aron, the Aron stayed home in Zion, it didn't go out to the war fields at this point. Marvelly Rabbanan, so what did Rabbanan do with this? So they say, what Uriah meant to say is that my general and the soldiers are out and bivouacking in the field in tents. And the Aron is in a tent in Yerushalayim. It's interesting, you know, there is a halacha brought down, we don't pass this way, but as long as the Aron is not in its place, you're also in Tash Mishamita. So it could be Uriah held that until the Beis HaMikdash is built, he's also in Tash Mishamita. I don't know. It's kind of strange. But name it. But he's saying, Lonina Besabachir, Uriah said, I'm there in a tent out there, and the R is in a tent over here. I can't go home to my wife.
Didn't start, don't.
Oh, yeah. We should let you go away because you'll get away with that because your name is David. Okay, we should need last photo. Sorry. We should need last photo. What's the R's with the Gneza? This is a famous one. This is in the Bavli as well. It's Bavli and Basra, not in Yusuf Sotoga. Mishnah wants to put the Gneza. The container Amon was put there. And the plate carrying the oil for anointing. Umakushan Aaron's stick, rod, uperprochav and its flowers, ushkedav and its almonds, v'argos and the bakshay shiva b'lishtim, which the Philistines gave back, Oshram, as an atonement located so to the God of Israel. Migdal who put all the stuff in Gneza, Yoshio the king. Why it became a Chirosh Kosis, as he saw it said, Yelech Hashem, Oschah Hashem, will take you as Malkicha, and your king into Golus. Hador Dixiv, so he said, forget it, I don't want the honor to go into Golus. So at that point he put in the Gneza, and it says that he told the Levim, Hador Dixiv, is that what he says, by him and Levim, he told the Levim, Hamavini will understand, of the, to make the Shemin HaMishka, is to cook it in 12 lug of oil in order to absorb the nice, the fragrant smell. Rabbi Omer, Dimei Meir, Rashi actually brings this down in Chumash. Rabbi Omer, Shokan Rabbi Mai. No, he used to cook the roots in water. The nice of Shemin out there and put oil on top of them. The Kemesher called this a reach, and once the oil took in the fragrance, Hoyam Aviro used to take off the oil, skim it off. Kedem Shem Patoim Elsim, like perfumers do. He didn't actually cook the roots in the oil, but rather you would cook the roots in water, put the oil on top afterwards, and then skim it off once it's accepted the fragrance. I guess perfumers do that because otherwise perfume would have like a coarseness to it if you cook stuff in it. So you won't want to cook stuff in the oil, you put the oil on top. Okay? I don't know if that's true or not true, but here there's another reason also. Says the Gemara, first, Adol Dixiv, how do we know that you have to put in Gneza? And not to Shemen Mishchas Kodesh, you should make the oil, and Yezelitrosechem, it should be for me from all my four generations. Tan Rabbi Rabbi Loyomer, Shemen Mishcha Shosa Moshe, the Shem Mishcha Moshe made Digma Midbar, Maisa Nisim Nasaba Mishcha was miraculous from beginning to end. Shemitchil Loyabalush name, Osar Luke, it only had 12 Luke, Shemar Shemen Zaisin. In Lasuch Boes Haitzim, if you wanted just to rub it on the wood of all these herbs, Loy Masbi wouldn't suffice. Alachas Kama, how much more so, Sha Ur Bolea, that the fire evaporates, Haitzim Boim gets absorbed into the wood, Fayur Balas gets absorbed into the pot. Yet nevertheless, the men of Nimshechu from this oil were anointed on Mishkan, the Mishkan, the Chokev, and all of its vessels. Hashulchan, the Chokelim. Hamanor, the Chokelim. May men of Nimshach, Harun, the Bun of Koshev, and Sweet Lord, they were anointed those 7 days of vestment. May men of Nimshechu, Kohanim, Golim, Melachim, from it, Kohanim, Golim, Melachim, were anointed as well. Melech, period. So, no, it's not actually period. Melech, Bitchilato, Mashiachah. The king initially requires Mashiach, the first one in the house. Melch ben Melch, the son of the king, Eino Tov Mashiach, does not have to be anointed. Shemar Kumar Shehu Ki Huzeh. By the Hashem said to Shmuel, give anoint David because he's the man. Ki Zeh Ton Mashiach. He requires Mashiach. Eben Oton Mashiach, not his kids. Abba Kohen Gadol Ben Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol son of Kohen Gadol. Afilu Asara Doros to tune him Mashiach even for 10 generations and longer, of course. Requires Mashiach each one because it's not a hereditary position. Nevertheless, after we did all those Mashiachos with it, the Kulo Kayim Lasi level, the miracle is that it all remains extant to the world for when it's eventually revealed. All 12 Luger, they're still there. Shema says, Shem Mishchas Kodesh Yezeh, Zem Gematria's 12, will be leader of Zechem for all eternity. So he holds that also it's a miracle that they cook the herbs in the oil. It's not even enough to rub on the herbs, but it's a miracle. It's a naso, because Baruch made one naso that it was constantly replenished itself. So he made another naso that was able to cook the roots, you know.
Some rabbi
in Kutin
Shatik a couple of weeks ago, I forgot who it was.
That august source of absolutely true Torah knowledge.
It said that Kohen Gadol is inherited.
It's preferable to give a position to the son if he's worthy. That's not, there's no automatic right to it. Okay? Same thing with Rabbonus. Says more further. You only anoint kings by a spring. It's a nice thing. How do we see it? Shemar Kadosh Shlomo B'niyah, pray to take Shlomo down to on a mule, Asher Lee, which I have.
We just said you don't need to anoint.
The one is going to say. Shachos Oshom, anoint him there. So the Kakoim and Asa Navi Goymer. Yemoshim Melch Ben Melch. You don't anoint the king, son of the king. I'm near Machloikas. Because the Machloikas with who?
Shlomo.
No, Adonio. Shlomo's Adonio. First back from Lachim. Yoash was anointing Netanya, his mother or his aunt who was disputed with him. Yehu mibnei Yoram. Yehu was anointed because of Yoram. Says, whoa! Lo king, see, doesn't say, Kumar Shechehu ki Zehu, anoint him. Zeto Mashicha, and we dash this. Kings of the house of David require anointing. They Malchi spoke to the Mashicha, and Yehu was from the house of Israel, from the upper kingdom, right? Ella rather scratch him. The substitute Yoachas was anointed Yoachim Achim, because Yoachim's brother, Shogun Menashtashim, was 2 years older than he was. Ask him, well, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense either. Yoachim and Yoachas were two of the last kings of Israel. They were at the very end. So there was no oil anymore. V'lo Yeshua Gnozo, didn't Yoshio put in Gniza, and he was before them, right? When they were anointed with Shemin of Farsim, which by the way, an extinct oil, we no longer have it anymore. We no longer have true persimmons. But those persimmon oil, that's what they used at that point. Just with a couple more lines. You only anoint kings from a horn. Anointed from a kli cheres. This is from the Muhammad the Potsherd thing here. Shreisa Malchusan Malchus Averis. Because their malchus broke down, just like a potsherd thing breaks down. Suppose the David or Shlomo nimshchum in akeret, anointed from a horn, shehoisa malchusan malchus kayem. As their malchus was eternal. Ein moshchim kohanim melachim, don't make kohanim into kings. Am Rav Yehuda and Duntari Hashem, lo yosu shevim Yehuda, the kingship should not deviate from the shevet Yehuda. Am Rechim Rad Hashem, l'man yarech yomim, Amamlach, though, he should have a long stay on his throne. Hu Ubanov, he and his kids, the first king, Bekar Yisrael. And Maxi Basay, what does it say after that? Lo Yakonim Alim Chelik. So we make an Tzmichus. It says, this guy made king, but not Kohen and Levim, they don't have a portion in the kingship, so that's why Kohanim should not be anointed to be kings, and we will stop here.
This contradicts the picture by Reuben Rubens.
Who has what? Who are they anointing there?